Blog Talk Radio.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
Ask him, I need thee.
tell him, tell him. When do you need him? When do you need him?
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Me now, my Savior.
Come on, think about what you need God to do. See, the reason this meeting is called for us to get back to the presence of God and get back to depending on Him, and I don't know what you stand in need of, but I need God to speak in my life, in my pastorate, immediately. I need God to do some things in my life that He's never done before. And if you need God to do some stuff in your life, preachers and deacons and church leaders, whatever it may be, one last time, lift your voice and say, I need, come on, let's come and say it. Say it. The old, let me hear you. Come on, say it. Come on, tell him. Me now, my Savior. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. Glory. One more time. Come on, say it with me. Say it with me. The old. Let's get the atmosphere right. Don't be sophisticated. Get in His presence. Talk to Him. Real. Come on, tell Him. Tell Him. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I need every hour. My Savior, hallelujah, I come to thee.
Come on, let's say it one more time, from your spirit.
I need,
everybody,
the all.
Come on, ask Him.
Tell him.
When do you need him? When do you need him?
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Me now, my Savior.
Come on, think about what you need God to do. See, the reason this meeting is called for us to get back to the presence of God and get back to depending on Him, and I don't know what you stand in need of, but I need God to speak in my life, in my pastorate, immediately. I need God to do some things in my life that He's never done before. And if you need God to do some stuff in your life, preachers and deacons and church leaders, whatever it may be, one last time, lift your voice and say,
I need,
come on, let's have it said, the
old.
Let me hear you. Come on, say it. My, my, yeah.
Bring it out.
Oh, Lord, I'm ready.
Oh, bless.
Come on, come on, come on, tell him.
Me now, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
My.
Hallelujah. Time.
I need,
come on, stand with me, stand with me.
The all,
let's get the atmosphere right. Don't be so sophisticated. Get this presence, yeah. Talk to it.
Real,
come on, tell him.
Oh, bless. My Savior,
hallelujah. All right, you sound like church now.
My. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Reverend. Reverend, I know we ain't the only one on, but Reverend,
yes,
you know, when you've been in church just a little while, you know, mm-hmm. when you hear someone tell somebody to play one of them songs, you know, that we used mm-hmm. to sing, you know, I'm reminded, man, of those scriptures, you know, there around the 74, somewhere around in the Psalm. And they asked them why they was on the bank. Sing us one of the most songs, those Zion songs.
Reverend, they told them,
they said, he said, how are we going to sing a song in a foreign land?
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, I don't know where you're in life, Reverend, today, but I want to tell you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to hear that one more time. So, Reverend, play it again.
I want to hear
it one more time because... we living in a time, Reverend, and I feel like, and I know you don't want to core. We living mm-hmm. in a time that this is not a cliche. What I'm going to say to you, we need them.
Mm-hmm.
We need them so much that my name ain't. I mean, you can put a title behind your name all you want to, but we need them, Reverend. No matter
yes,
what
sir.
You said, I was remiss. I didn't say this yesterday when our brother came on. And pray for his son. That even the preacher need prayer.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he'll be able to
do it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I know you're right.
I tell you with my heart, you know, I've been saying this for a long time, Reverend, that
mm-hmm.
pastors, ministers, teachers of God's word, lovers of God's word, who diligently take time out to search his word, to try to convey something, to tell somebody to who is the king. And then try to
mm-hmm.
take the time out and persuade you to tell you that Jesus is salvation. That's what preaching is. It ain't a whole lot of hollering.
Mm-hmm.
It is about persuading you to tell you that Jesus is the reason for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
No man can kill an animal now and get in. Help me, Holy Spirit. No man can live perfect and get in now. So I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you now, I need him.
Yes, sir.
I need him, God. Sometimes I stop in the middle of preaching, Reverend, and say, it's me,
yes,
oh Lord.
Sir.
And then I get kind of personal, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
And think I'll just be saying this, but Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about, man? I know it's
yes,
him, but
sir.
Lord, just kill him a spirit up a little bit so I can have enough sense to say thank you. Thank you
mm-hmm.
for the tribulation. Thank you for your love, Lord. But Lord, while I'm here, Lord, I need thee. Not just
mm-hmm.
1 minute, but every hour, Lord. You know, I need you to
yes, sir.
I need you to keep me in perfect peace. But watch this. If my mind is stayed on Jesus, Reverend, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If my mind is stayed on Jesus, I can understand being blessed. I can have bills not paid and still be blessed, Reverend. I can have an uproar all around me, can pass around me, and still have peace because I have the source, Reverend. And my source, Jesus, is not living here. Because I know the resource I'm doing right now is going to get me to heaven, man. It's not. I'm not doing this. I can't speak for everybody, Reverend. I'm going to throw you in the bag with me. I'm telling you, I can't speak for everybody, Reverend. But I can speak for the Holy Spirit within me, telling me this is what I'm doing right now. You doing, anybody trying to love God or just walk with God, you're not doing this to stay here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, people won't talk
Thank
about
you,
it.
Lord.
But that transition going to happen. You know, I'm not telling you I'm going to jump out in front of a bus. I ain't going to put a pistol to my head.
Yeah.
I ain't going to, stab myself. I self-inflicting and the word you want to call it. But let me tell you, Reverend, I know my reward is going to be well done. Nobody can tell me that because I'm striving to be with the King. And striving to be the King, brother, it's a cross. There's a cross, Reverend. And all the kind of that cross, there's persecution going to come with that cross. We're going to get the lesson, Reverend. Persecution is going to happen,
Beautiful.
Reverend. It's going to happen.
Man.
But then in that persecution, it's going to be a time I'll put a crown on, Reverend. I need to hear this song later on, Reverend. I should wear a crown, Reverend. Not the long word, just keep it short. But one day, Reverend, I'm going to be like the 24 elders. I don't know where you're going with me, Richard. I'm going to be like the 24 elders one day.
Come on,
I'm gonna be standing around the altar, kneeling down the altar. We're gonna get that through, Reverend. And watch this, Reverend. I'm not even worthy. I'm talking about Eric, man. I'm not even worthy to be in his prison with a crown on. So I'm gonna just take it off and just lay it at his feet where the Most High praise is. I need to hear that song too, Reverend. You know what I'm at there. I'm coming down the road, Reverend. Let me be quiet, man. I'm coming down the road, Reverend. One day.
Yeah.
The angel ain't going to get to tell. The angel ain't going to get to be able to holler, hallelujah. It's going to be Eric. Hallelujah. I have made it and from his presence. And I know it was him because I said, I need thee.
Thank
he came on in.
Thank you, Lord.
Right on
down.
Help me with it, Reverend. Help me with it. We get the lesson. Help me with it. Did you know anything I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. That is beautiful, beautiful. Good morning. Again, we thank God for how his Holy Spirit has already came in and started to manifest itself. We thank him for what has already went on before, and now he's just preparing the atmosphere. If you would open your heart, hallelujah, we have already cried out to God that I need thee. If you will open your heart, God will bless you today. If you lay it all down and just come for one purpose, that we may lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He told you, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. So if we lay down lay down the things that we have and raise them hands and lift up, God will be blessed this day. How can we lift them up? Pray. Pray for the speaker. Hallelujah. Pray for the Oh, hallelujah. Pray for the one accord for coming together and watch God bless us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. I'm excited because I already feel him moving. Hallelujah. Someone has already started to prepare their mind that they may concentrate on the Lord. Hallelujah. That they may be expecting. When you're going somewhere, you need to be expecting to receive from God, not just a traditional thing or not just a habit that you have made it to come. Oh, hallelujah. But come expecting God to do something. Come expecting to hear from God. Come expecting God. And when you expect of God, that's when you have that faith, that hoping and that hope that you have. God will answer that hope. Hallelujah. That question that you have. God will answer that question, and not just a question that you may be smart, but a question that will help you grow spiritually. Hallelujah, that you may walk with him just a little bit closer. God bless you. But do you, just like the song said, do you need him. He's here to answer. He's here to answer. He's here to answer that need that you have. Is there a spiritual need that your spiritual man have? Hallelujah. He's here. He's here in the name of Jesus. I say it one more time. He's here. Oh, hallelujah. So open your heart and receive. Receive even his spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I might as well do this. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Christ, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how. Father God, come and open before you, Father, asking, Father, if you will forgive us. We ask for forgiveness for things that we know of and things that we know not of. In other words, forgive us for our known sins and our unknown sins in the name of Jesus. But we come thanking you for this opportunity that you've given us that we may come and reason in your word. Give clarity in the scripture, Father God. Bless us to consecrate our minds, Father God. Renew our hearts and make us vessels, Father God, that you may use. In other words, that your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, may continue to dwell in these temples made for it in the name of Jesus. Now we ask that you go before us, Father, in the name of Jesus, and allow, hallelujah, that spirit that goes from heart to heart, breast to breast, that love that you've given us, Father, bless us to shed it abroad. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless me now. You ever felt like that? Oh, bless me now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you ask, he'll give. Hallelujah. If you ask, he'll give. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're open for God today. Hallelujah. You have an ear. Hallelujah. To hear what thus says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see a hand.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you open, Brother Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you,
good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, give honor to God, who's truly the head of our line.
Amen.
True indeed.
My food, man.
And trust.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I guess he dropped off. He's back to you, Ray. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody come back. There you go. Before we get in this lesson, we need to, because the word of God will come. Amen.
Amen.
Bless
Amen.
You, brother.
Satan is busy, but God is able. Satan may be busy, but God is truly able. I just want to tell God thank you this morning for allowing us to come together again, fellowship you
with
his word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And asking the Lord to come in and sup with us this morning. For he's truly said his word with two or three assembled in my name. And we want to tell God, thank you. We are here this morning in his name. We're here this morning because of the Lord Almighty. And we're ready to be fed. Ready to be seen. I want to taste and see this morning that the Lord is truly good. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for the witness. And we're going to try to get in this word, Brother D and Reverend, and we're going to try to be reminded. We're going to be probably remindful of people. Time, they say. But let me just preach the word and teach this word. Y'all don't mind, do you? You come out a little bit If it seems like we need to stop, y'all stop me, man. You know, I get out of control, you know, and all that old good stuff. But y'all stay good because I already know I don't have to need no more because he's already here, Reverend. He already here, brother.
In the name of Jesus. He's here. He's here.
He
yes, sir. He's here.
Yes,
sir.
I'm going to bag him and give him to you. And when I park this mule, anyone that want to ride it, you can come on in. Because I remember the man, they called it another word in the Bible, but it was a donkey. But I'm going to use the word, you know, that everybody hate to hear. He risen. Watch this here. Him.
Yeah.
There's one.
Yes, sir.
It's absolute in disputation. One believe that he may eat all things. If I got to tell you where I'm at, you went on yesterday. Watch this here. Watch this here.
Come on, Roman.
He said, for one believes it, that he may eat all things. He said, and another is weak and eat herbs. He said, let him that eat despise him not. That's what he said, despise eateth not. And let him that which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God have received him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Who art thou? That's what he said, that judges another man's servant to his own master. He stand or fall. Yea, he shall, what do you say, Reverend? Behold up. He look at say, Reverend, and look what I love this point. For God, every time I get to that point, man, for God is able to make him stand.
Is able.
On a steam
yes, sir.
One day. Another, look what he said, above another one. In another esteem every day alike. He said, let every man be fully persuaded, Reverend, in his own mind.
Mm-hmm.
He that regarded the day is regarding it unto the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he that regarded not the day, I love this book, man. Look how I read, Reverend. He said, Brother D, the Lord hath do not regard it. He that eateth and eateth to the Lord, for he give, and he that eateth not and to the Lord, he do what? Eat not and give what? Here we go, Reverend. Thanks. For none of us live what you saying? For none of us what live to I'm gonna help y'all just in case you don't know what I'm in Romans, right? Just in case you don't
want to
I'm in Romans 14 and I'm in chapter 7. I don't even be like that. Romans I'm in 14:7 right now. Right, look at that. For
yes,
none
sir.
Of us live to himself. I love this book.
Yeah.
He said, no man
said
died
right.
to himself. He said, Father, we live, we will live unto the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And whether we die, we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A little bit. I'm gonna come back. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and reviled. Look what he said. And that he might be what? Lord, both over what? Death? But why that's what he said, right? But why does thou judges thy brother? Help me, Holy Spirit. Why does thou set a knot to thy brother? For we not just Reverend Henry, Reverend Brian, whatever you call him, but Brother D, whatever you want to call him, Reverend D. He said, we shall all stand, that's what he said, before the judgment seat of Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
My mind everywhere right now, but I got to make sure I get this out and make it plain before I get the convey a little bit, Reverend. He said, for it is written, as I live, said the Lord. He said, every knee.
Yes, sir.
Every knee shall bow to me.
And every
tongue
must confess.
Not to
Eric.
Yes, not to Eric.
Yes,
not to Eric. But to God.
Yes,
he said, every one of you. He said, he said, every one of us shall, that shall mean something to me. I'm going to give y'all that in a minute. He said, give account to himself, to God. He said, let not that
to
one another anymore. I'm in the book. Paul said this now.
He said, let us not.
He didn't say, let you.
He said,
therefore judge one another anymore.
Yeah.
He said, but
But
well,
yeah.
I could do this all by myself. You know,
it's
amazing.
Yes,
he just read and start laughing, brother. D, what's wrong with him? He said,
"Man,
for judges,
yeah.
But he said, for judges, this brother, that no man will put a stumbling block. Here we go, brother D, of a case to fall in his
to
brother's
fall
way.
In his
he
brother's
said,
way.
I know. There we go. Here we go,
and
brother.
I am persuaded.
And I know. I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is what he said nothing unclean of itself, but to him to esteem anything to be what unclean to him
unclean.
Is what is unclean. But if
unclean.
Unclean.
Thy brother be grievous without meat, and he said, now walkest thou with what without meat? He said, walkest thou not charitably? He said, destroy not him.
Yes.
For whom Christ died, let not them.
Yeah.
Got me reading, man. I'm sorry, y'all. It's got me reading. I got to
come on, man.
Come
on, man.
He said, let not then your what? Your good.
Your good.
Oh, your
speak
good,
it.
Brother.
Be even.
He said,
speak
be spoken. He said, even again, he said, let not your good be even
speak.
What spoken of what? I don't know about nobody.
For
else.
The kingdom,
I have to stop right here for a second. Come on, finish out.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the ministry. I won't know. I'm telling you, I don't want no one to take what I'm trying to do for the Lord and be evil. This I'm gonna transition. But I got to finish this because you won't let me stop reading. But I'm telling you, when you ministry, you have to have the Holy Ghost. When you ministering, you have to listen to God's word while you speak.
That's right.
God can give you something while you're speaking if you call. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
listen
sir.
To God's will.
Come on now.
I know right there. Some was
come
elected,
on now.
Some was called, some went, and some went by the way.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when you're doing a service to God, when you get through teaching, Brother D, when you get through preaching, Reverend Henry, sometimes you just go over your little mind. Did I get it all out? Did I say the right thing?
Yeah.
The defending part, we got to understand, these are not our people. They're God's people. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
For the kingdom, Reverend
Henry. That's it.
For the kingdom of God is not
meat
and drink, but righteousness and peace. And joy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This ain't going to sound right. The Holy Ghost. Did I get it right? Did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost. He said, for he that in these things serve Christ is acceptable to the God. And what do you say, Brother D? Approve a man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the book. I'm going to finish, man. You know, I didn't love reading. I'm going to finish. I'm going to bag up and get the thing. He said, let us therefore follow after the things which what Reverend Henry? Which was what?
Make for peace.
Make for peace for the thing wherewith one may what?
Edify.
I feel like it's got me to read the whole thing today, but let me go read. For the meat destroys not the work of God. All things
that's right.
Eat, what you say, right, are pure. But it is evil that a man who eat without an offense. Ooh, help me, Holy Spirit.
It is good.
Neither till he eat the flesh, nor to drink the wine, nor anything whereby, watch what she said, thy brother stumbling, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, or a man, or a made weak, oh, I'm in the book, y'all, has not faith, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, have into thyself before God, happy is he, that what, condemn not himself into that which what, is allowed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and he that doubt, He the doubt of his what? This is a book, y'all. Damn if he eat it, because that's what he said, Reverend. He eat it not of faith, for whatsoever
that's right.
not of faith is sin. Help me, Reverend. I'm gonna stop
that's
right there.
That's right. It's the book.
I've read it.
Mm-hmm.
I've read it, and I've been around long enough. I've been around enough to have a little protocol with the reading. He said, Reverend. When we read the word and we end the word, after we read the word, I'm gonna put Reverend on.
Mm-hmm.
I know he got it. How we do it at the end when we read the word and we read for the congregation? What we do, Reverend? When we say Reverend?
Yes, sir. Listen. Listen, be the reading of them that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the them. Oh, hallelujah. that read it and are doers of the word.
Yes, sir.
And you say, I've read for your hearing.
Yeah, there you Romans go. There 14, you go.
And it's entirety. May God have blessed you to the readers unto the hearers. And those of them that do his word.
So we read the word.
Hallelujah.
We read the word. Now,
thank
let me try
Lord.
To get this thing to just try to put it in some context. You know what I'm talking about? I want you to know that there was a problem. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a problem. You know, the man named was Paul. Help me, Holy Spirit. The man named Paul. Paul was a man, watch this here, was crucified the Christian. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He crucified the Christian. What he did, Rabbi, he taken the Christian to the Roman and only the Romans can be able to kill. And what we call the raid today, they the only one can say to put someone to live or die. Help me, Holy Spirit. So
yeah.
Paul was that kind of man. He marched them up. Here they is, call on the man Jesus. They blaspheming and all that. So they killed the Christian. But one day, help me, Holy Spirit. One day, Paul was going up to the road of Damascus. And as he was going up there, Reverend, God had to touch him a little bit. The Bible says,
yes,
hello, the beast. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when the Bible said this, we believe in it, Reverend, because we believe in one thing, that light. Reverend, we believe in that light,
yes,
Reverend. So when he fell off,
yes,
Brother
sir.
D, he fell off, and God put a light in his vision. And he heard voices, but they didn't see nothing. The men was around him. But Paul was in the light with the Lord, and it was so bright he couldn't see nothing but the light. Help me, Holy Spirit, Reverend. Know I'm going, and Brother D. You understand where I'm coming? The light was the brightness of glory of God. He
Come
was
on
in
now.
The presence of it, and he knew he was because he said, "Who art thou, Jesus?" Jesus said, "Why thou persecuted me? You kick against the prince."
Yeah.
And when he done that, I love this book. The same man now. He was taking him there, and God stopped him. And then what he did, he put him in the light, Reverend Henry and Brother D. Put him in the light for 3 days. The men had to hold him and tear him around. I don't know where you've been in life. I don't know what God has done to put you in his marvelous light. You know, some of them have been in darkness. Help me, Holy Spirit. My
Thank
darkness
you,
might not be deepest, Reverend Henry. My darkness might not be deepest, Brother D. My darkness might not be deepest, other. But I was in the dark. And he turned me around and put me in that marvelous light one day, Reverend. And he told me one day, a couple of years ago, he told me, he said, Brother, you don't have the light. He told me that, Reverend. He told me in the dream, he said, Brother, you don't have the light. He said, but that feet that you spit on him. He said, you hold his feet. He got the light. And soon
you're
going to get that light. You got to have light when you're doing this word. You got to be able to open up this book and let God teach and preach to you. He said, but you got to get in fellowship with me. Oh, help. You got
That's
to lead
it.
The
you,
whoremongers alone. You got to lead the lion alone. You got to lead, watch this here, lead the Kavasa alone. You got to lead that Henderson alone. He's just talking to me, man. He's not talking to you. He said you got to lead some things alone so I can use you, Paul. There you go. Paul got understanding now. So Paul gets before Romans one day, Reverend Henry, Brother D, and try to persuade Mr. Agrippa. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, as he was doing he was trying to tell him I was wrong, Brother D. Brother D, I was a stomach block. Brother D, I was a stomach block, though. I was a true stomach block, Brother D. I thought I was doing it right. You know what the scripture said, Reverend Henry, you can get it if you want to. It's over there in Proverbs. He said, well, it seemed right to man. Help me, Holy Spirit. It leads to destruction. A lot of people say, I'm right. Hey! Have you got the Lord on that right? Have you got the Lord on that right? Because if you have the Lord on that right, you won't be a stumbling block. Because when you know that you've been a stumbling block, you'll step back. Lord, move me out the way because I feel my flesh get in the way. Lord, move me out the way. I feel my flesh get in the way, Lord. He needs to hear this. She needs to hear this. But is this going to grow the people? Is it going to grow the people? If it ain't going to grow the people, it's going to grow you. It's not of God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Too many times people stand and teach God's word, and they get in God's word because they want them when they get through their sermon and when they get through their lesson. Oh, how good this is, Eric.
Look how good you did, sister. Look how good you did. Oh, no, I didn't do good. Ain't nothing good in me. Everything I do is go glory to God. Because I find that you lift me up, soon you'll be pushing me down. Because I know a man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I know a man, one day they took branch trees down.
Yes, oh, I know a man that laid humble on the ground. I know a man came humble on an animal. It was a donkey, and we believe the animal that he rode in, that he showed some humility, and in his showing that humility, they say, Hosanna. It's a Hosanna.
Mm-hmm.
Hosanna means what, Reverend? He said, save us now. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
so when, if they
yes,
crucify him, what do you think they're going to do to us? What do you think they're going to do to us? I'm going to give you a lesson, y'all. Y'all think I ain't there yet. But let me tell you something. If we go down this road, see,
not.
Paul, help me, Holy Spirit. So Paul got a chance. Now, he been converted. He told Grip I was wrong, Brother D. I was wrong.
He said, I was totally wrong.
He said, because he risen. Christ has risen. At the sin right hand of his Father. I'm in the book, y'all. As a matter of fact, he might be standing up right now looking at us, Reverend Henry. He might be standing right now, Brother D. He might be waving at God's hand right now. He might say, I look at him and getting up in the morning and getting in the Word and getting the day started because I feel that someone said, I need thee. I heard that song in my mind, so I stood up, Brother D. Can you remember this song, Brother D? I hear music in the air.
In the air.
Move my head. Now, I'm saying, no, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
God heard something, so he woke up. He woke up. He heard something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I move along a little quicker to tell you this here. Now, Paul has to get in front. He said to Romans. Now, he tried to criticize them and tell them what we said the rest of the day, Brother D. He's the word to do what? To approve, help me, Holy Spirit, and to correct. But it has to be done under Holy Ghost. It has to be that we cannot be a stumbling block to people. You know, if you're so powerful enough to say, I told them something. I told that church up. I didn't, man. I'm telling you, all you did, it got some self-gratification. Help me, Holy Spirit. All you did, it got some self-gratification. See, I'm telling you, when you're doing the Word of God, you want to be careful for how you handle God's people. Because these are not your people. That's what Jesus just said. I mean, Paul just read in the Word just then. So why would you judge a person eat meat? Why would you judge a person, watch this, do not eat meat? Why would you judge a person who has a stomach, have occasion of stumbling in the spirit? Why would you judge someone if they are not yours? Help me, Holy Spirit. Only one person will be able to judge. Oh, because he said, "What can I do that again for Eric?" He said, "What? Let me do this again for me." He said, "For it is written, as let me say." He said, "As I live, says the Lord, that nobody else." Now. He said, "As I live, Brother D." That's what he said. He said, "The Lord, every knee should bow, every tongue
should
confess to who God, not to Eric, not to Reverend Henry, not to Brother D, not to now." Not one of your favorite preachers and all your pastors, not to them. It is to glorify God. It's because what he done for us. Oh, help me with this scripture one time. God so loved the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. That he gave his only begotten son. Said, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, Brother Lee, I read that, Brother Lee.
Let me tell you something, Brother Lee.
It might be you heard it 1,000 times. It's still true.
Yes, sir. It's still true.
It's still
yes,
true.
Yes, sir.
It's still true. You might have heard it 1,000 more times, but it's still true.
Still true.
He allowed his son to come out of heaven and walk this earth because man was made a mockery out of this thing. Man was If you get a chance, church, go read Jeremiah 7.
Yes, sir.
Because Jeremiah had to stand at the gate one day. He had to stand before the gate one day. He wouldn't allow them anymore because they were coming in making these sacrifices. And the scripture said that they come in lying, Reverend Henry, Brother D, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
And Jeremiah
had to stop it and say, he said, amend your ways. Consider what you're doing. That's why people don't want to go to the house of God because they still want to lie. Still want to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
They still, help me, Holy Spirit. They still want to backbite. They still want to talk about stuff. God made that place holy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you walk in there, if you walk in God's presence, help me, Holy Spirit. If you get in God's presence, I believe he's here, huh? If you walk in God's presence, I feel him. If you walk in God's presence, I know he's here. If you walk in God's presence and still feel the same way you left out, brother, sister, I beg that you would help in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir.
When God is in there, Brother D talk about it's impossible that you can sit here and don't feel the Holy Ghost. Oh,
that's all right.
It's impossible that you don't feel or hear something in the Word of
yes,
God
sir.
To say, I need to look at that a little more better.
Yes,
I need to go
yes,
off
sir.
That scripture reading
yes,
again.
Sir.
I need to
yes,
sit
sir.
Down and ponder that a little bit more and see what he was saying. Well, let me tell you something.
Yes,
don't
amen
look at the scripture
Jesus.
Try
come
to,
on, man.
Oh, help me, excuse. Don't look at the scripture. Oh, don't look at the scripture and try to make it fit your life.
Look
at
God.
Look at
God.
The
yes,
scripture said, Lord, what can I do to change? Lord, what can I do to change, Lord? I know I need to be. So Paul, Brother Paul, he told him, he said, don't look at the brothers like that. He said, and I'm going to tell you something. Let me do one of my favorite scriptures. Y'all don't mind if I do that again. Just tell
come
me.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I was driving down the road, and I looked at this scripture, right? You know, it said to me, Brother D, y'all,
come on now.
When I read this,
come
I think brother, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to get to the one part, though. Part I can't find it as quick as I just did. He said, it
Jesus.
Is written.
Uh-huh.
It is written. For thy sake, we are killed
mm-hmm.
all the day.
All the day long.
Right?
Yes,
long.
Sir.
We are counted as sheep.
As
oh,
sheep.
Yeah, sheep.
On the way to slaughter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
they
sir.
Know.
Yes,
he said, it is written. It didn't say Eric said. It didn't say Reverend Henry said. It didn't say Frank said. It didn't say who said. It said, it is written.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for thou's sake. It's for you now. That's what he said. It
mm-hmm.
is for you. Hey! It is for you, Eric.
See?
Hey!
That's the word.
It is for you, Brother D. He said, it's for
word.
You. For your sake. It's for your sake.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Help me. I can't leave that for
thank
it's
you,
for
Jesus.
Your sake.
Thank
we
you,
are Jesus. Killed all the day
mm-hmm.
long.
All the day
we are counted
yeah.
as sheep for the, oh, Lord, for the slaughter, man.
Lord.
He said, look at this, Reverend. Brother D, you better get out of my way, Brother D. Look what he said, Brother D.
Name
he said, nay, and all these things. That's what he said, Reverend. He said, nay, and all these things. We are more than conquerors. How that, where that's going to happen,
yeah,
Reverend?
Yeah,
he said, we're more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he sound
that's
right,
that's
Reverend.
Word.
He said,
yes,
he said, the hills that love us. Now, hold on, he backed it up. He just backed it up, Reverend Henry. Brother D got on board. Yeah. Is he on board yet, Brother D? He said, no, in all things. He said, know this now. He said, now you didn't know this. He said,
count
no, in
on,
all things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be careful. I know I'm going down the road a little bit, but I want to be careful. Y'all pray for me. I'm not trying to be so long, but I just got to get the word out. He's trying to tell us that he's there,
mm-hmm.
and we got him, John.
Thank you,
Lord. We don't have to worry about it. And for our
thank
sake,
you,
he showed us his love. He telling
yes,
us
Lord.
If I could just do it like this here, if I could, y'all pray for me, if I could just do it, help me, Holy Spirit, if I could just say it like this, don't you know you can't do enough with this body? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Don't you know you can't
that's
do
right.
enough with this body to make it in? It's going to be because
mm-hmm.
of his love. It's going to be because of his grace. It's going to be covered his mercy. And most of all, I believe my brother Abraham. Help me, Abraham. Now,
mm-hmm.
Abraham
mm-hmm.
was a man who God looked at, counted his faith unto righteousness. Man, you got to believe when nobody else don't want to believe. You got to stand on something when nobody else don't want to stand. You might have to be by yourself. Quit trying to be in the in crowd when God said, I don't have you there. I said, sanctify yourself in the word of God, not just in everything,
mm-hmm.
but in the word of God. I know I'm on something because he's moving,
He's
moving, Brother D. He's moving because now I'm a conqueror. Now watch this. For I persuade you.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Y'all got that word again. Have y'all got that with me yet?
Yeah.
Y'all still there with me?
Yes, sir.
He said, for I am persuaded. Is I still there?
Come on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
For I am persuaded that neither death. Oh, here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
So what? Life? No principality, no power, no things present, no things coming. That's what he said, bro. No height, Jesus, no depth,
no
any other thing. Look She'll be what?
She'll separate me. She'll separate me.
Yeah.
From what? The love of God.
From the love of
God. Which
is
in. Which is in. Which is in Jesus. Oh, listen. Which is in Christ Jesus. Our Lord.
Yes,
shall be
our Lord.
I would have Reverend Rim to do that little discord again. You know, we just read a little scripture. I would have asked you to do it again, but you might be tired. But let me say this here. Let me say this here, Reverend. Hey, Brother Z.
Come on now.
Someone steal your joy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If someone steal your joy, you just gave it to him. Mm-hmm. If someone steal your love, you just gave it to him.
Come on.
If someone take you from walking with God, you just gave it to him. If someone told you, you don't know what you're talking about, you just gave it to him. Let me tell you, you are more than a conqueror. And he backed it up because of L-O-V-E. I read in the word. Now, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
What love does, it hides. A multitude
of songs.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It hides it. Yes,
so,
it
I'm not
yes,
saying
it
you can fool me and tell me, I love you, Eric. I love you, Rabbit Harry.
Yes,
you can say all that, but God knows the heart of man. Oh, he's a contender man. Because years can go by, Brother D. You know what, Brother D? I find love hurts sometimes, Brother D.
Yes, it will.
I love sometimes come out of people, and you say, man, how do you say you love me and you did this and you said that down? Sometimes it's somebody you really love the most, brother. Sometimes you can look at it and you look at it through and say, man, I know this brother knows he did wrong or she did wrong, but then I do this to myself. This is my fault myself, brother. It might sound weak to some people. Chicken heart and a lot of people. I just look at it like this, bro. He's preparing me for another journey. See, when you're doing the work that we do, right? So you're going to be what?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be tried. And you're gonna somebody real high and touch it. It might be somebody real low. Touch it, Reverend Henry. It might be someone to touch it so bad that you couldn't even leave it. But then you think about the love. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Love did something for us.
He came down.
He came down.
Mm-hmm. Liars, Yes, backbinder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thieves.
Yes, sir.
I'm just thinking, Brother D. You know, I know they're going to get that in the book. That ain't the book. I trust me. I know it ain't written like that in the book. But let my little mind run a little bit. This is lying, backbinder, and cheaters, and what, stumble block person. And you know what he did? He said, he looked back up at him, Reverend Henry, and he looked at all the ones there before him. He said, who has not seen
cast the first stone.
And what they did, right? They were so cute. Now they could have been Aaron.
Come on now.
Oh, help me. So they could have been Aaron.
Yeah.
Yes,
The devil's heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. God could search the devil's heart. Jesus. And the devil said, I'm at your knees now. Not your knees now. Now we go back to that scripture. The knees. They before God. They can't lie, Reverend. They can't lie, Reverend. Because God made him know the truth. Oh, help me, Holy. He made him tell the truth right there. He said, you have sinned, Reverend Eric. He said, you throw that stone. Reverend Henry, if you have sinned, you throw that stone. He went to hell. I'm going to show you where he went to hell. If you want to ride with me, it's in It's in 1 Peter chapter 3, if you want to read with me. But I'm gonna start at verse 18. Look what it says. 1 Peter 3:19. He said, "For Christ has also once suffered for sin, and justified for the unjust, and that he might bring us to God, being put to death, all heavenly hosts, in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Help me, sir. By which also he went to preach. Now look what I said now. Unto the spirit in prison. Is that in the book,
in
y'all?
Prison. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm telling you, he went to hell. You got to go do research on the Greek word and what's in the Hebrew word, and you'll find out that was hell. He said, with sometimes, with sometimes disobedience, who is that? The people before Christ. Look what he said. He said, once with long suffering of God, waiting until the day of Noah. We're still there, right? We're still in the book, right? We know it's had to be before Jesus, right? He said, while the ark was in preparation, wherein fruit, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. He said, likened to the fear unto the, he said, even the baptism does also now save us. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said right now. I'm in the book, right? Y'all see that? He said, not to the what? Putting away of the what? The flesh. But the answer of God's good conscience. But the answer of good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone up to heaven and is on the right hand of God. I'm telling you, angels and authority and power be made subjected to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he did when he went to heaven. All the people didn't know Jesus. All the people didn't get a chance to what, Reverend, to meet him as Lord of their life. He went down there and preached to them. But all the ones who died before he went down there and preached to them and gave them an opportunity to what? To come on up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's been a little while since you've probably been to church. The scripture tells me, if you just ease on the 17th, 4:17, he said, for those is to come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. If the first be of us, he said, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? He said, it is the righteous scandalously be saved. He said, what shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? He said, wherefore them that not suffer according to the will of God, he said, commit the keeping of the what? The soul to him, I love this book, in well doing as, what he said, as unto faithful creator. Now I'm through. I'm through. Trust me, I'm through. The Bible is right. That's why we use the Bible when it's content. We use a lot of illustration, but we want to try to keep it closer to the Bible because I don't want you to say Eric said. it was written said. You know what I'm talking about? And then we try our best to convey, Brother D, to what we see. You know what I'm talking about? And I say this often. If I presented the word, help me, Holy Spirit. If I said something in the word of understanding, Brother D or anybody who carries the word of God misunderstand, trust me, the interpretation is not always that we misunderstood what we were reading. But let me tell you something. Sometimes your spiritual level is not there. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
So maybe when they spoke it, the spiritual level didn't understand. So that's why we come down. Remember what I was saying about they know the scripture. Remember what I was saying? Jesus wrote some on the ground. That wasn't in the book. That's in my mind. Look at what he wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make it plain so you can understand.
Amen.
I said a lot. We're in that scripture. Yeah, they threw the rod down and they turned away. I said all that. And older to the young. Yeah. It's in the book. But I want to make it so you can understand. Was that you, Reverend Aaron? Did you throw your rock down, Brother D? Was that you, Aaron? Mm-hmm. Did you throw your rock down? So I had to make a plan because I got the word. I'm trying to persuade you, Brother D. I'm trying to persuade you long as we send the preaching, because I know that we got to go a little farther to reach people. We got to bring it down.
Amen.
Well, you know, the Bible says, don't change nothing out of the word of God.
Amen.
You got to understand what that's saying. Not saying we're not changing the salvation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're
right.
Just making it plain.
Yes, sir.
You got to get tough, Reverend.
Just make it plain.
We're
make
just making it plain.
So make it plain.
Understand, so you won't stumble in God's word. You like the scripture said,
yes,
well, no. Then when you walking, you don't want to be a stumble in there. Then we should judge you. So we should what? Take our time and preach the word and cultivate you with the command of the word. So I'm gonna leave when I say this. Here. Don't you know God don't want none of us to fail? Don't you know God
that's
don't want
right.
all of us to make it in? So it's up to the priest, his word. Help me, Holy Spirit, that we be careful with God's word and tell the people. Now, you get emotional. You hear me? I was just a little emotional just long ago. You know, we get a little emotional. You know, we not do a little hollering. You know, I ain't going to say, y'all hold y'all mouth on this. Your tears coming down. A little something might come out your nose. And, you know, spit might come out
come
your
on,
mouth.
Man.
You know,
your name voice
coming down your brow and all. You just, and you, your arm, you know, you want at the end and then put a coat around the pastor, you know what I'm talking about? Because he don't want to get cold because he been in the pool. He been in the pool, Reverend. He been in the pool of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he exhausted all what he had, Brother D. And then he exhausted it. What did he do, Reverend? He just laid it all out. He said, I put it all out. Now, let me have a rest. Some people died after preaching.
Yes, yes, yes.
Some people died after preaching. And one man did. His name was Jesus. He was on that old cross. They lifted him up. He believed his Bible said he'd draw all men unto him. He did. He came down. They put him in a borrowed tomb. It was a borrowed tomb. He didn't stay there for 2 days. They rolled up, brother. They want to argue with all that. He said it right there. The Sabbath. Sabbath. They even talk about that. The tradition of things. It wasn't made for man.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I want to tell you this.
That's it, bro.
You're going to struggle on some things. Man, that's what's going to get you in heaven is to try to do God's will. Try to do God's will. Whatever you fall short, lean not to your own understanding. And quit getting your advice for people. Quit getting your advice for people don't have your best interest. Make sure you get the for people that love God. You know, sometimes I sit there, love hurts. Mama told me when she was beating me that time. My father told me when he knocked me down.
Hurt
I thought
me
I was
more than hurt you.
It hurt me more than hurt you. But I can't say I got more because I swear it down. If back in the 60s when they were beating us like that, y'all might go to the father back. But when they were beating us like that, you know, remember hearing. If they have cell phones, a lot of people be there right now.
You'd be like,
but we never had that in our mind, calling the police on our parents. We never did. I know I did. Never had in our mind.
No.
So what I'm saying, I tell you, I know, I heard somebody say, I never did my child. I said, that's a certain thing about that. I'm fighting right here. I shouldn't be cutting this thing up. There's a certain thing about it. Let's teach you about raising your child. That's what the pulpit means. But it's up to you to uphold the preach word. The preach word. You got to do it. We can't do it on a 1 hour. We can't do it on Monday, 1 hour. You know, if they with you 6 days, in 24 hours sometime, it's going to be you to teach them and be an example before your children. That's what Jesus did.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Keep you.
Amen.
That's my prayer. I'm sorry for being so long, my brother.
Take your time, my brother. Take your time.
I'm sorry, but I want
word.
You to know.
Teach the word.
I want
teach
you to
word.
Know. I love you, and I meant this. You surely can't do nothing about it.
Man. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today for this word, for this nourishment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would there be one today? Hallelujah.
I'm trying to
that was teach.
Trying to get in.
Go ahead.
When I can, I'm outside. I keep going. I keep hitting the mute. You hear me? Don't hear me. Trying to drown his nose after these planes keep flying over. But I say again, God is able. I have truly, truly enjoyed the word of God this morning. I have truly been fed again. Oh, taste and see. And I got a chance to taste this morning. And I see again and again and again every time I eat, the Lord is still good. He's still good. And I heard my brother touch on something, and I like that because I truly, honestly feel that when the word of God goes forth in the scripture reading, in the scripture teaching, it should be something that catches hold to you.
You went on mute, brother. Man, is it?
Yeah, you know, he probably in a tough spot.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I heard him when he touched on the woman being brought in adultery. He said, "Where's the man?" And like you said, a lot of times when you're teaching God's word, we call it paraphrasing. When we paraphrase, because it's not word for word of the Bible. I want to make sure you get it. He said, "Where was the man?" Because it was true, the male chauvinist back then. It was man's way or no way. Oh, but thank God for Jesus. And I heard my brother give it his way. Now, see, if I had to give it, remember, I said, as he kneeled on the ground, I was leaning over his shoulder, and I was reading some names. I saw Brother Dean's name. I dropped my rock. I saw Reverend Henry's name. He dropped his rock. I saw Dog's name. He dropped his rock. Reverend dropped his rock. He without sin cast the first stone. There was something came to mind when brother said that. I thought about a scripture. You hear me say all the time, I just don't believe there's nothing earthly that the Lord had already foretold in his word. The Bible has instructed us that a man born of a woman, he said there's none more perfect than John the Baptist. But he couldn't die for man. I believe if John had been in that pile, he had to drop his rock. Couldn't cast the first stone. But you want to know something, my brother? I'm so glad that I couldn't cast the first stone. See, if I could have cast the first stone, I might have thought I was sinless. I'm so glad that the Lord has shined on me enough to know that I got sin too. And I just tell him, thank God. Oh, I thank you for the word this morning, my brother. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word of God. I can go on today. I can go on today now. I can make it another day now because I have been truly fed with the word of God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. Some of us just don't know. Some of us just don't know how good God truly is.
Amen.
To a sinful joker like us. Thank you,
beautiful
God. Thank you.
Beautiful.
My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank God today. We truly thank God today for his blessing on this day, for him giving us this word this day, and to give clarity for those that may not understand when teaching and preaching. God gives to that one that's speaking, being in the mind that will help make it clear to those that are listening. To show you John 21 and 25, and it says, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, to which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Then it said, amen. And it stamped that with amen to show an approval and to witness to the truth. Praise the Lord. So when you hear preachers, so when you hear preachers, and it's given to them by God, just like God, Jesus speaks to those that will hear his voice through a parable, but the wise and the prudent, they can't get it. They can't understand. Even Jesus will speak in a code. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because all, and you may not really know this, but yet, but all that come to church ain't really coming to church. Hallelujah. All that are not coming to hear, but those that are coming to hear and want their spirits to be blessed, want their spiritual man to be blessed, then Christ will talk in a certain way that he may draw. Hallelujah. But those that are coming as thieves and wolves, them he will pass them by. But if you're coming with a pure heart, hallelujah, that you may see God, then he gives to those that are coming to seek him. God bless you. Hope that cleared it up for some, and that'll help you understand. If you're a babe in Christ, that'll help you understand just how the Lord works. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're here today. We're here today. Thank you, Amar, that he comes with this golden nugget, as we call him. He says, isn't God powerful? Isn't God powerful? He says, everything God does is marked with simplicity, see there, and power. Thank you, Lord, for confirmation. Everything God does is marked with simplicity and power. He makes it simple, simple to those that he may speak, hallelujah, to our spirit. Simple to those that want to hear. Hallelujah. Simple. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I want to say something, Reverend.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to say something. Yes, Brother D, I don't know if you still anybody, Brother Tim, hit that one button. I'm going to say,
I'm here.
If y'all can hit that, Brother Nutting, anybody else, you hit that one button. I want to say something. Brother Tim, Brother Nutting, y'all hit that one button, y'all can talk. If you can't, I'm understanding. I want to say something at what I read in Peter. I want some clarity for myself too. Maybe I might have been wrong when I read that out of Peter. I want to read it one more time. You know what I'm talking about? And I want to read it, Brother Tim. You can hit that one button if you can. If you can't understand, I want to read. Brother D, you still there? Reverend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to read.
Yeah, I'm here, my brother. I'm here.
I want y'all to help me with, Brother Nutt. I want to give you what your insight. A lot of people, and we're supposed to be on one accord, right? A lot of
people
can look at something, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm just only giving you what my interpretation, right? This was the whole game. My interpretation of that scripture, Jesus went to hell. He went to hell. That's my interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and spoke to the people there, because with context there, it tells you for the people wasn't even here, was falling away and disobedient, right? You know, so mm-hmm. we got people right today doing the same thing, you know, and know, some yeah. of us know that Jesus risen and still want to live in sin, because we call it feel good to us sometimes. But I want us to understand something from the bottom of my heart, that the context of that scripture is that we got hope. We got hope. The
yeah.
hope is there
yeah.
and it already came. But I want to say this and leave with it, with this. That's why I asked the brother if y'all can expound just a little bit. I know everybody, it might be too long right now, but I want us to look at that scripture and look what Jesus done for others. He went back and got people. He went back and got Brother D. He went back and got old brother Eric. He went back and got mm-hmm. Reverend Henry. He went back and got Nutty. He went back and got God's plan. He went and got back anybody to proclaim his. Wouldn't even watch it. We proclaimed his name, and that time they didn't. And he went back.
Amen. God. Amen. Amen.
So we have to watch yeah. out. So we have to watch out with the judgment. We have to watch out. We're accusing each other because the Bible says we don't hold that. Only body gonna be able to testify on our knees to is God. I said us, me too. You know, I know sometimes my little mind goes somewhere, but I start thinking. Brother Dog asked me something a long time ago, Brother D, when I first met you guys on the phone, right? And he asked me a question. I think about my second time being on the air with y'all. And he asked me a question. He said it was a question asked to me to ask you. He said, you know what's going to happen after this ministry go on, Brother D, Brother Tim, and y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what's going to happen. He said, well, what make you keep coming over here? You know what's going to happen. You know what I'm talking about? And God gave me this really quick, Reverend Henry. I said, because there's a seed there. There's a seed there. And the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. So you have to get in there, right? And get in there. Watch this. I'm going to call it, if I'm wrong, God forgive me. You have to get in that mess, right? And not be overtaken of it. Can I redo the word a little bit, y'all? You can't let it take you over. You know what I'm talking about? You have to get in and still be that light. Still be approachable in that light. But also, I didn't go in depth. I'm going a little bit more now, Reverend. But be also in this here, Reverend, because I know spiritual levels mm-hmm. there. You know, I know right. spiritual levels there. You know, I know people won't call on God to. I know that because that's just we're fair weather Christians. You know, what I'm talking about we some fall on what stones. You know, and some fall on shallow ground. We know they do. You know, because Scripture said that. You know, what I'm talking about. But it's up for us who are supposed to be. Supposed to hold the brother's arm. And we're supposed to hold a hand, you know what I'm talking about? And this is where the call comes from. The call comes from no matter what they say about you, no matter how mm-hmm. they ridicule you, you still preach the word. You teach the word. You show them love that like Jesus showed it to all mankind. You show it to them by showing them the mercy of God, Reverend Henry, the humility of mm-hmm. God. If you call yourself a minister, if you call yourself a teacher of love of God, where you have to abstain from getting in the flesh, help me, Holy Spirit. You have to try your best to walk away from that. And then when it's time to come back, they come back, I understand. But don't let nobody steal your witness. Don't let nobody steal your love from God, because we can run people off when we fall into some mess. But I'm going to tell you something. Be quick. The Bible says, be quick to what? To the adversary. What do you say, Brother D? He said, go back quickly and ask forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Show the other man, Reverend Henry, and this ask for forgiveness.
Quick to listen and slow to anger.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that, you see God in a different place. I know it's hard teaching. I know it's hard to follow that. But you know what makes it harder? When you lean to your own understanding.
Understanding.
And acknowledge your own way. Because this kingdom we got going on here, that's why the Bible says, he suffered not many teachers, my brothers, a mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he said that. You know, that James. He meant that. You know, we won't throw everybody, get everybody a mic, because they might know how to read, or they might know how to holler. just get everybody a mic, you know. And give them a title, too, they want it, you know. So, but let me tell you, it don't go like that, man. This thing is bigger than that, man. It's way bigger than that. And some won't move unless they got a check. Some will move unless they got a check.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Brother D.
That's right.
Some won't move. Amen. His son won't move if they don't get an amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I have been privileged enough to see it.
This business. I said I will leave it alone, but God put that in my heart. Yeah, people. God went back to people.
Amen.
Who are we going back to get?
Amen.
Who are we? Who did we leave? Did we leave the 99? We go to that one righteousness. I know they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got to hold a little closer to you and minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it might be just you. Oh, help me, husband.
Right.
It might be just you. Don't be left behind. Because I'm telling you, he's coming back. I just believe that. He's been taking them one by one here lately. One day he's going to come get us all. He's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
May God bless you.
Yes, he is.
God bless you and keep you.
Yes, he is.
God bless you and keep you.
Girl Brian. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear me?
You got you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was listening to you. You know, I spoke to you yesterday about an incident, and it goes back to about being in the. You go in that valley, you gotta come out that valley, and rethink the situation. You might go back in, but you can't let that situation overtake you. Or you stay too long, it overtakes you. I told you I removed myself from that situation yesterday because I felt myself getting overtaken by going down to their level. So, yeah, I believe Jesus went to hell to try to get some, which I'm calling hell the valley. Because down in the valley, mm-hmm. all kind of stuff going on down there.
There you go.
If you stay down there too long, it'll overtake you. It'll get on you. You can't watch it off. But they say Ajax can't get it off of you. So you got to try to get out of there sometime and rethink and regroup. Take a breath. Go back in just like at halftime on a football game or on timeout. You go over there and take a breather to catch yourself. So that's how I look at that. Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. Because if you stay in there, you're out of breath, you get overtaken. You get overtaken by evil. And you'll wind up finding yourself doing the same thing that hurts you. So that's what I got on that, bro. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning, bro.
Good morning.
Oh, Jesus. If it ain't nothing else, brother, you know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this here: if you ain't busy this evening, you know, if you just ain't busy this evening, you know, if you on the line, they call me long winded. I don't care what they call me. I'm calling me trying to help somebody to believe in God, man. Sometimes I look at it, I know how people are, things we got to do and stuff like that. I got a little something else about that too. So, but my thing is, Reverend Henry, that for God be the glory to all
he has done,
because he done some good things for us, man. You know, talking about, I'll be doing if I let somebody muzzle me. You know, I walked out of the pool pit when they tried to muzzle me one time, Reverend Brother D. I walked out the pool.
Amen.
11 o'clock
yes,
hour.
Sir. Yes,
they tried to muzzle me one time, and ever since, 19 years later. 19 years,
mm-hmm.
I've been holding my hand. Reverend, no, I'm talking about
holding my hand. Yeah.
He's been holding my hand. Somebody wouldn't sleep like this. I said, at that time, I had to go because I was being hindered with some things. But watch this here. 425-292-4212. The brothers, they go over God's precious word and convey
yes,
it
sir.
Out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Enough and it, or maybe this might have been too long. You might have enough for the rest of the year. But whatever it is, if you have time, I believe we call it the prayer hour,
Yes, sir.
That's it, man. Man should pray, what I'm talking about? So we be in prayer with that, and if it be God's will, Reverend Henry, if it be God's will.
Yes, sir.
If it be God's will, let's brother be back on tomorrow. If not, you see us in heaven. Because I know we're going to heaven. Oh, we're going to heaven. I ain't got no doubt about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. What goodness.
Remember, if you don't come on, I'm gonna sing that song. If you don't come on, I'm gonna sing that song.
And it's mercy.
God, so wonderful.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes,
don't play that, man. Don't play that, man. That's just me in my head. Don't play that song, man. I'm just. I miss my brother D. I'm my homeboy. Out of Chicago, out of Windy City, with all the snow. I don't never desire to go see the snow. I just desire to see my brother.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to say this thing, but I done held my tongue this morning. I know the hour is growing late, and some people want to go and do other things. Some of us have to. But there are some things Jesus said in his word, my brother. He said that his word, he didn't say it should be. He didn't say how he wanted it to be. He said it must be. He said it must be preached throughout all the nation. Every man. He said he'd rather that none be lost. My brother said he believed he went to hell. People that went to hell before Christ came didn't have a chance at this.
He wouldn't be our father if he hadn't gave them a chance.
Yes,
so he had to go. Yes, sir. There was a valley called Dry Bones, didn't it? They didn't have an opportunity, but he gave them one, didn't it?
Yes,
so,
he did.
You know, when you said, I tried not to say nothing. I said I was gonna be quiet.
Yeah.
But you just can't hold your peace. God is just
good.
Too good for us to sit down on him. He's too good for us to sit down on him.
Mm-hmm.
My brother said, if you got nothing else to do, maybe you got enough. See, I'm one of those that can't get enough of God's word. I just can't. If I could get enough of God's word, then I would find myself slipping. So the way you, in the name of Jesus, thank God for Jesus.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, I got to go. Cause we truly could be here all morning waiting on Reverend Henry to pray us out of here. But God is so good to man. The world,
amen.
I will say, the United States, I say the world has spent the biggest portion of their time on this earth trying to find some fault in it.
Come on.
I heard a songwriter say a long, long time ago, say, I find no fault. So I went looking, and I went looking in the Bible. Now, I found a young man said, he bring me some water. I want to wash my hand. He said, because I find no fault in this man. I find no fault. No fault. So for those that's looking for fault in Jesus, we're going to keep giving God's word. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank God today. Thank you. Hallelujah. And we ask you, hallelujah, that you would receive this word. Hallelujah. Just like we pray over our food, it'd be for the nourishment of our body. Let this word be there for the nourishment, hallelujah, of the spirit, your soul, hallelujah, that it may go down and enrich you. Hallelujah. Bless you in your spiritual growth in Jesus' name. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come, Lord, to say thank you. Thank you for speaking to us today, Father God. Thank you for only refreshing us in the name of Jesus, renewing mind, our soul, our heart, our spirit. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the message and the messengers. Now let these words, hallelujah, hallelujah, meditate. Let us meditate on these words. Hallelujah. Let the words, in other words, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, in our sight, Lord. Our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. Let not this be words of a cliche, but Father God, let us take it. Hallelujah. Take it, and let it be renewed, and let it be strengthened in us. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all, Lord God. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that you've given, hallelujah, to make this broadcast to be just what it was and it is to us and for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ma.
Thank you, Lord.
shall see his face.
Tell the story.
that she made it. I'm gonna put on my robe. Tell